And the chiluk of Daf Torah and Ali Shor, the last part of the Aruchah Shlishis, Daf Torah talks about how does a person connect to Torah. We started to speak about the last few weeks about the riddle that governs the issue about how does a person absorb Torah? The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav that in Ruchni is Kli Mali Machzik, Kli Reik Eino Machzik. How does a person break that cycle? So we spoke the last few weeks about the role that mitzvahs plays. Kineh mitzvah v'Torah Or. Mitzvah, Torah Or is too far and too distant and too Ruchni is to be nistabek to the Guf. Zajeni. The Guf has to have some sort of bridge, we'll call it a Ruchnias bridge between the Guf and Torah, that's mitzvah. Skachenu mitzvah secho, v'secho kenu mitzvah secho. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. The mitzvahs are the nearest, mitzvahs are the kli that hold the or of Torah, and then the Torah is the or that's lit on it. And that's the way a person breaks the shayla of kli reke and amachzik. How does a person become a kli moli on some level? The answer is by doing mitzvah. That's the chashiva the mitzvah has. And we saw kol shemaisav mu chachmosay, chachmos miskayemes, kol shechachmos mu memaisav, chachmosay, ene miskayemes. We saw that the amount of chachma that a person could absorb, the amount of chachma that a person could retain, that's relative directly to the amount of mitzvahs that he does. That's the first answer to the riddle. The second thing he talks about over here in Amud Reish Aleph, Vayitz Zayis B'mitzvah Shaydik Yum Manasa Adam L'mitzvah Vayisa. A person comes on mitzvah Vayisa. I want to a little bit expand on this. This riddle of Kli Mali Machzik, Kli Reik Eino Machzik, so how do you become a Kli Mali if you start off a Kli Reik? That's what appears in a Gemara in Nunhamad Aleph and Brachas. The Gemara there says, Om Rav Yechanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisin Chachma L'mi Sheyesh Bo Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma to somebody who has Chachma. Shenemar, Yov Chachma Sol L'Chakimin. You give Chachma to those who give Pasuk in Daniel. The problem is a different Pasuk. T'ksev Hu B'Lev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. The Ebrister gave Chachma to somebody who's a Chacham Lev. Here too we have a similar type of riddle. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisin Chachma L'mi Sheyesh Bo Chachma. T'ksev U'B'Lev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. So the obvious question is, how do you become a Chacham Lev? If you don't get Chachma until you have Chachma, so how do you get Chachma? The Gemara is not much a Pella. And the Gemara says in the first Pasuk, B'Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma, I gave Chachma to those who are Chachamim. But how do you become a Chacham? Very similar question to the riddle of Kli Reik Eino Machzik. So it's proposed that the Kadmonim said, I think the Chavaloshim said, others earlier even, that the answer to this riddle of how do you absorb Chachma, if in order to absorb Chachma you need to be a Chacham, B'chol Chacham Lev, how do you become a Chacham Lev? So I think Chavaloshim said, that's Yir Shemayim. Reishas Chachma Yir Es Hashem. The first Chachma, the first wisdom, is Yir Shemayim. That means the idea that there's an Eibishter, the idea that there's a Matara, there's the idea that there's a Chavis Adam Ba'alamoy, there's the idea that there's a Din Achamei Ve'eshim, all that, all the aspects of Yir Shemayim, and about the Yiras HaRemim, that there's an Eibishter, all that's a Chachma. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Why is it called a Chachma? So there's a Bavus, so Solanta said, Yir Shemayim is called a Chachma, because Chazal said, Ezu Chachma Reis HaNoilad. He said Yir Shemayim is based on the ability to see the future, to be able to see the results of what you did, to see the ramifications of what you did. In Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, Ezu Chachma Reis HaNoilad, said we saw Solanta. That's why Yir Shemayim is called a Chachma, because Yir Shemayim is based on being able to see the future. A child that doesn't have Das, what articulates the fact that a cotton doesn't have das, he's not a chacham, because the word is he doesn't see the future, he only sees the present, he doesn't see the ramifications, he doesn't see the terms of his actions. So, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, Yir Shemayim is called Chachma, and that, said Ruchayim Balazim, breaks the cycle of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nais in Chachma, Misha Yesh Bar Chachma. Which Chachma we're talking about? We're talking about the Chachma of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a whole skill, it's a whole profession, it's a whole science called Yerushalayim. As I state in the Gemara, that's what Chaim Halacha said. That means there's a thing called Chachma, we'll call it Torah for the purposes of Eretz Yisrael. And in order to absorb Chachma, you have to be a Chacham Lev. What's that? You have to have Yerushalayim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, then you're able to retain it, you're able to hold on to it. I want to explain a little bit more what the pshat that is. Why is it? Why is the tenai for kli machzik? Why is the kli for chachma to retain chachma, to hold chachma, to get chachma? Why is it dafki Yerushalayim? I want to share with you two gemaras. The first gemara is in Megillah Daf Chof Gimel Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph. It's a shocking Rashi there, a life-changing Rashi. I want to learn with you two Gemaras about Yerushalayim, which will speak for themselves. The Gemara says over here in Megillah Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, Hakob Amar Rav Chanina, Hakob Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim, Shenema Va'ati Yisrael Ma Hashem Alakach Hashem Mimcha Ki'im Liyera. Everything's Bidei Shemayim, except for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, you have to initiate yourself. Fine. There's a shocking Rashi over here. It's one of the strangest Rashis I've ever seen. It speaks for itself. Zak Rashi, Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Hakol v'Nei Shemayim, everything that Eibishter could do is like for Yerushalayim. So Rashi apologizes. Oysa Nesura B'Dei Adam. Yerushalayim is in your hands. Shehei Hu Atzmoy Mechen Libor Lakach. You should get your heart ready for it. Avagav She'echelus B'yad Doi Lachin of Aveinu Eilov. Either Eibishter could also give us Yerushalayim. Tiksiv, first of all, change Rashi. I don't know what Rashi is. Rashi says that Hakol v'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim, you have to get your heart ready for the Eibishter. That's what Yerushalayim means. Yerushalayim means Mehachin Devov Melecha. Get your heart ready. She'aycholus biyodid. The Eibishter could also get your heart ready. Rashi means a Raya. So about the Rashi. Rashi had a Havamina is that the Eibishter can't give you Yerushalayim. That's the first change Rashi. Hakol v'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. Zok Rashi Pshat is Yerushalayim is given over to you. It's your job. The Eibishter could also give you Yerushalayim. Tiksiv. Some other Rashi. Rashi has to bavarn. Maybe a person would think that you can't get Yerushalayim. The Eibishter can't give you Yerushalayim. But either way, Avagav Shecheles Biyodah Lahochen of Aveinu Elov. The Eibishter could also prepare our hearts for the Eibishter. Tiksiv. This Tiksiv is one of the strangest Zachen that exist. Tiksiv. Apostle Gin Yirmiyah. I'll prove to you, says Rashi over here, Megillah Daf Chof Hei, that not only you can do Yerushalayim, not only you can prepare your heart, but the Eibishter could also. Okay, you ready? Looking for a raya? Ready? That's Halbitzor. What's the raya that he brings? He's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, "Hine kachomer biyad hayitzer, keinatim biyad beis Yisrael." What's chomer biyad hayitzer? Chomer biyad hayitzer is you have a craftsman, you have a pottery guy. He's making kalim. He has chaymer. He has clay. He has raw material. Chaymer is material, raw material. Chaymer biyad hayetzer. The same way the chaymer, the material, the raw material is in the hands of the craftsman to make whatever he wants out of it. Came atim biyadi beis Yisrael. So too clay, so you're in my hands. Yeah, that's another shocking Rashi. Rashi in Megillah Daf Chof Hei is looking for a raya. He's coming to Bavarn. How do we know the Eibishter has the ability to give a Yid Yerushalayim? Maybe only you can do it. Maybe the Eibishter can't do it. Sak Rashi, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hinei kachem b'yad ha'yetzer, came out to be yod in Beis Yisrael. Halloi, you are in the hands of the Eibishter, Beis Yisrael, like you have a pottery guy who's making, makes pots, he makes kalim, so he puts the clay on the spinning wheel, and he spins it around. He says, you're in my hands. The same way this raw material is in the hands of the Yetzer, so too you, Klai Yisrael, are in my hands. Okay, very nice. And where's the Araya that the Eibishter can give you Yerushalayim? The Chatzor Rashi's from Rav Sinigra. The Rashi had a half a meaning that the Eibishter can't give you Yerushalayim. The Rashi had a half a meaning that the Eibishter can't give you Yerushalayim. So what's the Araya that he could? He brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that Klai Yisrael is in the hands of the Eibishter, like the chomer, the raw material, is in the hands of the craftsman, that he can make a kli cheres out of it. So, what does that say anything about Yerushalayim? What does that say about Yerushalayim? We are in the Eibishter's control. We're under the Eibishter's bailus that he can do anything with us. What the craftsman takes the clay and he makes anything out of it. Is the Havamina of Rashi why Rashi felt he needed a raya that the Eibishter can give us Yerushalayim as a halbatzara? But where's the raya? Stating this Rashi a Yisoid Neira. That a person without Yerushalayim, person doesn't have Yerushalayim. His chomer, his raw material, has a lot of potential, but he's not a finished product. He's not a fair to gazach. You can change it. One day like this, one day like that. It's not stable. He's not a fair to gazach. And at kedei kach, he's not a fair to gazach, that a yid without Yerushalayim is kechomer biyad ha-yetzer. It's like raw material that wasn't developed. It's raw material that nothing happened with it. It's raw material that was left raw material. But they say the famous last words about many, many people, he had potential. I said it to a few people today who called about Shaduchim. I said, the boy has potential, maybe your daughter will bring it out. I thought it was very positive. The boy has potential. Nothing, he doesn't have any potential. He's like a blob of clay on the potter's wheel, where Ritzaysa Meirich, Ritzaysa Mekatsa. So, what was stated this Rashi? Stated this Rashi more than Gazach. Kozman, a person doesn't have Yerushalayim, he's not a finished product. Kozman, a person doesn't have Yerushalayim, he's not a finished product. He's Chaymer. He's raw material. He has potential, like they say the famous last words. Certainly the last words of the Shaduchim, that's for sure. The last words, he has potential. But nothing came of him. He wasn't a finished product, a blob of clay. Is if the Pasuk says, yeah, Maisa Ner, yeah, they've been opening in a Rashi. If the Rashi says in Megillah Chaf Hei that Klai Yisrael is in the hands of the Eibishter, came at the Biyodi Beis Yisrael like clay who's being formed by the craftsman, and Rashi learns out from there, oh, the Eibishter gives us Yerushalayim, state that Yerushalayim is the Zach that gives a person Tzura, is the Zach that takes the Chomer, it's the Zach that takes the raw material and gives it a Tzura and gives it meaning and gives it a Teichen. Without Yerushalayim, you don't have a potential. One day like this, one day like that, but you didn't get anywhere. Without Yerushalayim, you don't have anything. It doesn't last. There it is. Pachat Cholum. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochma to somebody who has Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim, I'll say it in a very simple now, is a Kli. It's if the Chaim be Yad HaYetzer. When Rashi and Megillah wanted to bring a riot that the Eibishter could inject Yerushalayim into a Yid's heart, he says the raya is because a Yid in the hands of the Eibishter is kechomer biyad ha-yetzer. So if the Eibishter is able to form us, if the Eibishter is able to give us a tzura, that's what yetzer means. Yetzer gives a tzura. Tzura had a yetzer. A yetzer is called a yetzer because he gives a tzura to the raw material. He shafts it. Is if the Eibishter is able to give us a tzura, is the haraya muchachas, then he can give us Yerushalayim. Because without Yerushalayim, you don't have a tzura. You're just raw material, just potential. And by the way, that's the Emes of Pshat that it says by the 10th Nisayin of Avraham Avinu, Ati Yadati Ki Reel Lekim Ata. Fektivelt, Amori the Gazach. Fektivelt, but the Mida of Avraham Avinu is Ava, not Yira. Yira is Yitzchak. In fact, everybody wants Ati Yadati Ki Reel Lekim Ata. Avraham Avinu was Oymid in the 10th Nisayin, which is like the Maral speaks out, the Shlemos of the Nisayin is the number of 10 Shlemos. And the Eibishter says, now I know you have Yerushalayim. What do you mean Yerushalayim? He has Ahava. That's a Midah. The Midah is Ahava, not Yira. Yira is Pachad Yitzchak, is Yitzchak Avinu. What does it mean he has Yira? It's about that the dominant Midah of Avraham Avinu is Avram. Avram Oyavi. Chesed Le Avram. So what does it mean that he has Yira? Pshat is very simple. Pshat is that the Maral speaks, the Ramban speaks out in Parshas Vayera that the Inyan of Nisyonis is to be Meitzi Mikoyach El Apoyol. What does that mean? That's the Inyan of Nisyon. The person has Koyachas, the person has potential, but you never used your potential. You were sitting by the sidelines. So Nisayin says, I'm going to take away your comfort zone. I'll take away your support system. Let's see if you can bring out your potential. So it's a Merdi Kazakh. What does it mean, being a Bikreach Lepoil? It means, do you have a Tzura, or you're just raw material? What's a Nisayin? Nisayin is, are you for real? Did something come of you, or you're just material, you're raw material, you're Bikreach. Bikreach is Chaymer. Bikreach is material. Bikreach is raw material. Bikreach is potential. And Nisayin says, are you for real? So it's a Merdi Kazakh. The meat of Avram Avinu was Ava. But when you're able to bring out all the Kirchas El Apoyol, what was the Nisayin of that kid? It was a Nisayin on Ava, right? It's Bincha, it's Yechidcha, it's Yitzchak. It's a test on Ava. But when does a person's potential come out? That's called Yira. Ati Yadati Ki Yireh Lekim Ata. Yira means, I know you're for real. Now you're a Kli, you put out all your potential. And the ability to bring out all your potential, Taka, the Nisayin was in the Midah of Ava. You have a Midah of Ava, we're going to test it, we're going to see how much you love it. But bringing out potential is Yira. What's the Pshat Yira? Pshat is, I don't waver. I'm a Ferti Kazakh. Calls man, a guy has a Kli, he has raw material, you can make it this way, you can make it that way, one day like this, one day like that. You're not stable, you're not solid, you don't have Yira. Yira gels. Yira says, now you have a Tzura. Now you have a framework. Now there's what to work with. Now there's a Kli. There's something here. Not just a blob of clay that, yeah, they say it has potential. I made something out of you. Avraham Avinu, they said, yeah, it's Hatmin Dayapas. It's not shaky. It's not wishy-washy. It's final. It's a final Zach. It's a Fertik Zach. The Asor Nisyein is Nisasa Avraham Avinu. Is it this Rashi that a person who doesn't have Yira is not a finished product? Not a finished product. It's a raw material. Is there's no Kli. Let's take the mashal of the Rashi Bizin Soif. Kechayim biyada yetzer, as the pshat is, there's no Kli here. What am I going to do with a blob of clay? A guy's looking for a coffee mug. But there's a blob of clay. He can't pour coffee into it. There's no Kli over here. It doesn't have a tzura, b'chal. It doesn't have a tzura. It doesn't have a tachlis. It doesn't have a purpose. It doesn't have a teichen. Ah, the guy did it. The yetzer took the chayim and made something out of it. Now I can put something in. I have a Kli. That's the oimik. The oimik is that, A, without Yira, you're just potential. And in order to have a tsura, in order to be something, you have to have Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim. Good old Yir Shemayim, by the way. Yir Shemayim. Sounds strange, Zach. It's the old term. I'm old. That's what it means. Yoiv Chachmal Chachimin. The Ebishta, this is the tiefkeit of the Kli Reik. What's that, a Kli Reik? A Kli Reik means there's no Kli here. There's nothing to put into. There's nothing here. Ein akos brochu neisin chachal mishi yesh boi chachma. So Ruchayim Veloza means veshes chachma yesh means Yerushamayim. Why? Because until you have Yerushamayim that runs your life, you're not a Kli. You're just raw material. You're not ati adati kirei lekemata. You're not a finished product. Avraham Avinu, after the Yerushamayim, came a finished product. Now he's finished. Now he's done. Finished. We're done. We're moving on now. Avraham Avinu, we close the chapter on Avraham Avinu. He's a ferti kazach. He's oimid araglaim. The person doesn't have Yerushamayim, so he's potential. But you didn't become anything. And if you don't become anything, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't give Chachma. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't give Chachma to a blob of clay. The Rosh Hashanah gives Chachma, somebody has a Tzura. That's what it says in, what does the Maral say? The Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe, Ki Min HaMayim Mishisu, right? It pulled him out of the water. Says the Maral, what's that pulled out of the water? Because water, we know, doesn't have any tzura at all. It takes on any tzura you want. Water is the ultimate non-tzura. Water is the ultimate chaymer. It doesn't have a tzura. It has no direction, has no purpose. That's why Ali Shor brings down from Chaim Vital that the source of all taivis is the mayim, the part of the person that's mayim, because mayim is the ultimate thing. It doesn't have any tzura, it doesn't have any direction. It's just whatever you put the water in, that's the tzura will take. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Maral, was drawn out of the water. Moshe Rabbeinu had Tzura. So I was thinking, if the Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Tzura of the world, it means he had a Tzura, he was a finished product. He wasn't just wishy-washy, what is one day like this, one day like that. So I was thinking, that's the Pshat. The Gemara says, Menachis, Va'ata Ma Hashem Alakech HaShoel Mimcha Ki'im Li'ira. So the Gemara says, Ki'im Li'ira? Otu, Yira Milsa Zutrusahi, Yira is a Psaklein Nezach. So that's like my answer. Where it says, Lagabi Moshe, it's a Milsa Zutrusahi. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirah Shemayim was a Pasha Dazach. I was thinking in the Fidus Gemara, it's Niflamoid. If Rashi says that the Yisoid of Yirah is taking Chomer and giving it Tzura, that's what Yirah is, before Shirashi. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Tzura. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Fertig product. He was steady Eddie. He wasn't water. He wasn't like this. He's min amayim. He had no shachas to water. He was drawn out of the non-form, the non-finished product. He wasn't just potential. It's what was the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's Zakri Mor Menachas, Mil Zuzuzdra, Yir Shemayim. Atta Ma Hashem Lakach Shehed Yir Shemayim. So, we're not going to get to the Darg of Yir Shemayim of Moshe Rabbeinu because we're in the water. I would say drowning. But a little bit of Yir Shemayim creates a kli for chachma because it creates a tzura, and it's the aside of kechomer biyada yoitzer kein atem biyodi beis Yisrael, and that's the answer to the riddle of kli rei kein emachzik.